Well, how, what do you call these webs that you might find outside your house?
Well, I guess you call them spider webs.
And what if you find them inside your house?
I don't know what they call them.
You ever call those cobwebs? Or?
Yes, that's what they call them. Cobwebs, that's right. Leave the cobwebs out.
I find sometimes I should do that to my head.
Yeah, I think that too.
Now, let's see. We mentioned some trees around here. Do you have that... did you say you had maple trees here?
Yes, we have maple trees here.
They're recent, though, aren't they? Or are they?
No, we've had maple trees here for the last 50 years at least.
Oh. Is this just a soft maple? Or?
Yeah, it's a soft maple.
Is this the kind that you can get sugar from? And
no, no, it ain't a sugar maple. It's just a maple that makes a shade tree.
Uh-huh.
They're not as long a life tree as an elm.
Uh-huh.
I believe I can show you some maple trees.
Soft maples?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar with those.
There's one or two sitting right out there.
That's what I thought. I thought maybe I'd find my car under one.
No, I think that's... where your car is up there, I believe that elm.
Oh, I guess I didn't look right then.
Mm-hmm.
But as I recall, when I was here before, I thought I saw one of those soft maples.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Grew up with
there's
those two things.
Right out, there's two right out here.
Didn't have any willow, and I used to make whistles out of them.
Yeah.
They work. They aren't very good, though. Do you have that tree around here with a smooth bark that'll have a scaly spatch on it, and the tree has great big leaves? Little buttons out on the ends of the limbs.
You ain't talking about a catalpa.
No. This one has an olive green bark, sort of white and brownish green.
I don't know whether I remember. Could we call
sycamore?
It? Yes, we have sycamores. Oh, yes.
You call those anything else?
We have sycamores and then we have cottonwood. Uh-huh. Maybe that's what you're talking about. I don't know. It's a...
They're messy, aren't they?
They're tall, uh-huh. Get pretty big, and the bark is pretty rough.
Uh-huh.
But the sycamore, they're... grow along creeks and rivers more or less, and they're after you get above the ground a little ways, they've got white, uh-huh. Quite a bit of white around them, and their leaves are kind of large.
Uh-huh. Do they smell?
Well, I never did notice it.
I got one in my yard. I'm just wondering. I planted it.
I don't think I don't think you'll ever regret it. I don't think you'll hurt anything.
They grow fast.
Well, do you have water underneath the ground where it can get to it?
Yeah.
Well, you're all right, I think. I think it'll grow.
It'll have to go down quite a ways.
Well, if it can get the water, I think it'll grow.
How about cherry trees?
A lot of cherry trees in this country. That's it.
If you plant these trees too close to your septic tank, what happens?
Well, I think they clog it up.
Uh-huh.
The willow tree, I believe, is the worst tree you've got for clogging the septic tank.
Uh-huh.
I think you can't keep it. You can't put a willow tree with it, and a mulberry. Mulberry is the worst.
Oh.
You put a mulberry within 50 feet of a sister or a well, and it'll grow into a great deal of water.
What grows in there?
Well, I'll tell you a little story. Maybe it sounds funny. I had a mulberry tree right close to my well out there at the house, and I had it walled up with rock, you know. Mm-hmm. The sun moved out there, and we wanted to clean it out. And it's about 32 feet deep. And about 6 foot or 7 foot from the top of the ground, that tree had grown through the wall and went down into the water.
Huh.
And it, a stem about, I'd say a half inch in diameter, till it got down to the water, and then it had these little sprays. Fine roots, about like hair, growed out until there's a wisp about
1 inch
through. And we cut that off and pulled that thing out from the top, and it had grown that 30 feet down. And you couldn't hardly believe that, fella, unless you don't it.
No, oh, yeah.
And we wanted to make the well a little more sanitary, so we run concrete in down mm-hmm. to about that stage, and then we killed the dead in the mulberry tree
uh-huh.
so it couldn't break the mulberry.
Boy,